This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Two.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Will not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. I'll tell you here in a minute about that there, Shane. Okay, you just stand by. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Wherever I am during the day, I mean, I've got so much G code stuff, I'm surrounded by it. Here's a G code magazine carrier right here on top of my paperclip holder. This is just G code has become part of my DNA, and that's because of what they do. It's because of what they are. It's because they're indestructible, and it's because the thought process behind it is just so. It's light years ahead of anything else out there. Go check this out at tacticalholsters.com. I bring to you a tale of two poles. Now, recently, Barack Obama, Buffalo Barack, he's been out there wanting to do this behavioral science thing, which I find amusing because we've been having this done to us for decades. It's been called the mainstream media. Another thing that has begun to be employed to shift our opinion or shift the way we think, I think, are polls. Now, coming from Breitbart and A.W.R. Hawkins, we have this tale of a recent Gallup poll. And it shows strong support for more restrictions on gun sales among Democrats and non-gun owners and increasing support among independent voters, which I don't know if they are gun owners or not. At the same time, the poll shows dropping support among Republicans and a near-record opposition to gun control proposals like a handgun ban. This was taken earlier this month on the weekend, 7th through the 11th, roughly a week after the Umpqua Community College attack. Of course, we want to do this when the emotions are running high. About the guns that, I'm sure they asked this in the poll. According to the Gallup poll, 77% of Democrats support greater restrictions on gun sales, and 64% of non-gun owners support greater restrictions as well. The majority of independents, 56%, express support for greater restrictions at point of sale as well. Among these numbers stand Republicans, whose party controls the House and Senate, and whose support for more restrictions at the point of sale fell 2 percentage points between 2014 and now. Only 27% of Republicans support more restrictions on guns at the point of sale. It also revealed that 43% of Americans have a gun in their house or on their property, and the support for a ban on handguns has been generally declining since 1959. Now, here comes the problem with this. The overwhelming majority of crime that is committed with a gun is committed with a handgun. So, on the one hand, we're saying we want to restrict guns and buying guns. And this is where I believe they're basically throwing out a conceptual point. And it's not about an actual physical thing, but it's all about just how you feel. And, the number of, since 1959, the number of Americans who support a ban on handguns is 27%. That number has changed 27% over that amount of time. And a full 60% today, a full 60% supported this in 1959, but it shifted. Now, if in an intellectually honest society, which I don't know who to lay the blame on here, we can't be an intellectually honest society when we have bad questions put to us based upon bad information, and we're trying to elicit a response. They can't possibly be correct because it's not based upon truth. So, on the one hand, while they're favoring more restrictions, they don't favor restrictions on the thing used most predominantly in crime. There's problemental point number one for Bill. Then problemental point number two. There's some eye-popping poll numbers on guns and self-defense. This coming from On Message, Inc., a GOP consulting firm that includes the NRA among its clients. They commissioned a national survey of 1,000 likely voters from July 19th through 21st. The margin of error was 3.1%. Now, here we actually have some interesting information about the poll. Okay, we don't know anything about this other poll we just heard. The pollster asked this question: please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Every American has a fundamental right to self-defense and a right to choose the home defense firearm that is best for them. The survey said, overall, 76% agreed, 21% disagreed. Across the board, respondents agreed with the statement, although in slightly less lopsided margins than the previous question, whatever that was. The Republican split was 90 to 10, independents 71-25, Democrats 53 to 43, Democrats agreed with this. Men agreed 73% to 23%. Women agreed 63% to 34%. African Americans, Black America, agreed 65% to 25%. Hispanics agreed 80% to 18%. They also asked a fascinating question in light of the war on women rhetoric as well. They asked respondents if they agreed the right to a firearm, right to firearm ownership is essential to self-defense for women. Overall, 68% agreed, 29% disagreed. Among Republicans, 82 to 15, independents, 79 to 21, Democrats, 62 to 33, men agreed, 82 to 16, women, 71 to 26. People at On Message, Inc., since apparently they were trying their very best to deal in accuracy, concluded that, opposing self-defense for women was akin to liberal kryptonite. They concluded that 56% of Black America agreed that the right to firearm ownership is essential to self-defense for women. 65% of Hispanics, 41% of self-described liberals agree, and 64% of union members agreed. On Message, calculated that 51 million Americans own a gun. I don't know where they came up with that number. I don't think that's actually quite factual. That might be the new numbers. That's less than half, I think. And the reason I bring all of this out is because we're being given information all the time. We're being told by people like Professor Adam Winkler out of UCLA, demographically, gun control is a winner. Then we hear from Gallup that more people want restrictions on guns. And then we see this. Then we see this one flying below the radar poll. And it's Hispanics coming from Mexico don't have any rights to guns. They don't have any rights to self-defense. You think they want to come here and just say, I like it here, and I want to bring some of the stuff I ran away from with me. That's the Kool-Aid being poured into your Dixie cup. So as you go out there and you see the headlines and you watch the CNNs and everything, see, I don't watch TV. I don't buy newspapers. I do see this stuff when I'm trying to put this stuff together so me and you can talk about it. But overall, I don't let myself be assaulted by the misinformation machine. So I completely understand how some of you sit out there and think that our problems and our woes are due to this being this way and this being that way and this being the other way. In fact, the problem in America today is not enough of America is involved in the civic process. Too many of us just couldn't care less. We just want to work our job. We want to go to our football games. We want to watch our TV. We want to live our life, and we want to die. In that order. A little more to it than that, depending on what kind of quality you want to have mixed in with that. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Once upon a time, I wanted to build a response bag I called the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag, and I didn't do too bad. But it was awfully clumsy. It wasn't very well thought out, and I had no idea what I was doing. Then G-Code stepped up and created something called the Contact Series, which this is lethal elegance, purely designed to make getting into the fight easy, low profile, and, well, quite effective. So they came out with something we call the Traveler's Bag, which is completely self-contained, self-contained setup with a chest rig in a bag that looks the size of a lunchbox. It's it's quite alarming and how smart they are. Some of those guys at G-Code must have brains that weigh about 15 pounds. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. A lot of critics were, and I don't know why we would call them critics. I guess they're just anti-liberty spokesholes, I guess. They say that gun owners are antagonistic against the Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama administration. I believe that we have good cause to be antagonistic against this government. I believe we've had good cause to be antagonistic towards the government for a long time. A lot of what Obama employs today was put in place by George W. A lot of the a lot of the policies that Clinton put in place allowed an immigration run up, a bubble build up, and everything else that has led to a lot of the most recent woes. That continue. They solve themselves and then they come back. They blow up, then they reconstitute. It's an ongoing thing. Obama, however, has stepped up the game. He's weaponized government. He's weaponized the Internal Revenue Service, the Veterans Administration, the EPA. He weaponizes everything he gets his hands on. Obamacare is a weapon. It's not a policy. It's not a program. The EPA is supposed to be out there to keep people from doing things that are malfeasant or malicious to the environment. Well, that's to suppose that we can actually hurt the environment. We can do something short term, without a doubt. We do it all the time. It's horrible. But at the same time, you know what? The environment takes care of itself. This is an impressive planet. Gaia is an impressive host. And she, you know, they didn't make that margarine commercial, "Don't mess with Mother Nature," for no reason. There's a lot of truth behind that. So the EPA, now they exist to, you know, run regular businesses out of business. Internal Revenue Service, that's a weapon now. The VA, that's a weapon now. After Sandy Hook, we saw Obama roll into action. Now, right now, since for some reason, Umpqua has been the rallying cry. Despite the fact that in Umpqua, in Oregon, they already have expanded background checks, and the guy bought all of his guns legally, and he was in another gun-free zone. For some reason, this is a pivot point. And now, not only is Obama talking executive actions, we have Hillary Clinton, out there. She's talking about what she's going to do when she gets coronated as president. Let's look back at Sandy Hook for a minute. Obama came out with a 23-point plan. At that point, this was 23 executive actions. And, okay, what have they given us? Because this has been in place now for 2 years. He said he would require federal agencies to make relevant data available to the federal background check system. How did Dylann Roof happen then? How did that happen? How did the Charleston shooting happen if that was a success? Bet you didn't think of that one. He wanted to remove legal barriers to Obamacare that may prevent states from making information available to the background check system. How do you check that? What he meant was he wanted private information you give your doctor to not be private. Doctors can still get sued. I don't know if Obamacare addressed that, but a lot of what doctors do today is in an effort to not get sued. He wanted to improve incentives for states to share information with the background check system. I saw that in action here in South Carolina. The DOJ got out there and they've been dangling bribe money for people to put mental health adjudications in the NICS. That's how that's working. Happened here in South Carolina. I would have to say that is a success. The bribery works. He asked the Attorney General to review categories of individuals prohibited from having a gun to make sure dangerous people are not slipping through the cracks. When do those guys stand by and, you know, fill out a survey and get counted? All right, I need the gang. All right, I know you guys don't like each other. Crips on the left, Bloods on the right. Everybody fill out the survey. There's a pen, there's a piece of pen, paper. Go. Yeah. The Obama administration, by the way, is called Christians and Veterans and the Tea Party the greatest threat to America. He's invited thousands of Syrian fighters. The Mexican drug gangs are here in the United States right now. That's at his behest. Military veterans and Social Security recipients, they're on the scope to have their gun rights taken away. What about this prohibited persons thing now? Haven't you weaponized that too? He proposed rulemaking to give law enforcement the ability to run a full background check on an individual before returning a seized gun. Sure. Okay, fine. Even in the event, this gets abused left, right, and center. Depending on where you are. Depending on where you are. If you're in California and they take your guns, you're not getting them back. Even if you're found out to be, I don't know, the second coming, you're not getting your gun back. He wanted to issue new guidance from ATF on how to run background checks for private sellers. That was taken off of the table by the Brady bill. All of the tabletop FFL holders got wiped away when that bill came about because nobody wanted these people to have these licenses. He asked for a campaign to promote safe and responsible gun ownership. Well, the NSSF runs those all the time. The NRA runs those all the time. They're all over the place. They're not funding them. They existed before he said it. They exist today. Most of what he put out there didn't amount to much of nothing. He asked the Consumer Product Safety Commission to review safety standards for gun locks and gun safes. I have a standard for a gun safe. It needs to be bigger than you can pick up and run away with. My gun safe can be broken into, given time, because all of them can, given time. However, you got to have the time, and most of the time you want to pick it up and take off with it. And this one weighs about right at 800 pounds, so if you can pick that up and run with it, I'm probably going to let you have everything that's in it. It's all talk. It's all talk. They need congressional help with this. Of course, they got some from the Second Circuit. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product project I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Simply the most innovative company out there that I've seen today in their particular space, which started out being Kydex, and then they started to expand it. They, you know, the Kydex they were doing, you know, was, you know, most Kydex is a fold or a connection and everything, one solid piece. They started making it move. They started making it be held together different ways besides just being solid Kydex. And that's what sets them apart. No gimmicks. Just something very effective with a lifetime warranty to back it up. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I'm going to leave you today. I know I have another segment after this, and that's because I have two pieces from my man. I'm going to leave you from some stuff from the desk of Rob Morse. Rob is the co-host of the Polite Society podcast and the writer at the Slow Facts blog and at ClashDaily.com, and I use a lot of his stuff. I use a lot of Rob's stuff. Rob and I are quite compatible when it comes to stuff because I like his humor that he injects into it. We've talked a few times about, you know, the indicator that you can find with a gun grabber as to they don't really know what they're talking about is when they want to get out there and say, we can regulate them like we do cars. We can regulate them like we do cars. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, Bill, that means they could try to do insurance. They could try to do insurance. However, insurance is all risk-based, and it all has to be based upon fact, not feeling, in order for somebody to get there to buy it. Somebody out there in the space in that particular segment would look out there and say, I can write this for next to nothing and charge next to nothing for it, and I can get it. And people will pay for it. And then we actually do have insurance. And then it's sort of like second call defense, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's a popular idea amongst those that don't really know. And so Rob decided to see where this road leads, and I like his take on it. So if we regulated firearms the way we regulate cars, here's a couple of things that would be discovered about this. Because we now regulate cars like, or guns like cars, each state and city now recognizes your driver's license or license to carry concealed. Reciprocity becomes the law of the land. We can finally buy and sell firearms like cars across state lines. We can walk into a gun showroom and drive away with our new firearm in minutes. You know, there's a process that you got to go through when you're buying a car. Same with a gun. We can rent a gun for the afternoon if our gun is in the shop. We can shoot all we want if we stay on private property. Now we can buy and own and sell all the guns and ammunition we want, and we can store our equipment anywhere we have room. Several people can own and operate the same firearm. Because we now regulate guns like we regulate cars, there's no age limit to own a gun. Parents, grandparents, and relatives can now freely give guns to small children. We can simply mail in a piece of paper, and the state sends us a new title for our gun in a few weeks. That's a sweet proposition. The city provides gun storage locations free of charge in front of no gun zones in order to attract customers to downtown. Courts will no longer take our guns away during a bitter divorce. We can rent a gun at the airport if we didn't want to bring our guns with us on a trip. A gun dealership will lease us a firearm on a 5-year payment plan. Now we can ship and buy a gun part in the mail. Now we can walk into the U.S. Post Office with our gun or gun parts. Now that we regulate guns the way we regulate cars, even convicted felons can own a gun once they are off probation. We can now own a gun for any length without having to ask the government for permission. I think that's in response to like the SBR thing, the NFA thing. We can now put a muffler on our guns without having to ask our sheriff or police chief for permission. Our neighbors will appreciate that. Our 16-year-old can bring a gun to and from school and to his after-school job. When our goofball nephew shoots a gun in public without a license, he now gets a ticket and we get a phone call to come pick up our gun. We can now have gun stores and shooting ranges next door to schools and daycare centers and hospitals and churches. Hallelujah, free at last. We will finally have gun shops on every corner to sell ammunition and Doritos. Our local convenience store changes its name to Shoot and Scoot. Kids can get their concealed carry permit at 16 years of age. Schools now offer gun safety and defensive shooting classes when kids are 15 years old. Kids can carry concealed with adult supervision once they are 15 and a half years old and have taken their beginner shooting class. Some old people lose their concealed carry permit when they can't pass the vision test. There are no more gun safe and gun lock regulations. We can build our own gun in our garage from a kit. We need a special firearms license if we want to operate a gun weighing more than 26,000 pounds in public. We decide that there will be the designated concealed carrier before we go out drinking. We finally get rid of national gun registration. In some states, we might even get a tax credit if we buy a small and efficient gun. That's the way cars are regulated, isn't it? The reason... See, there's two things they're looking for. You have to register your car to get a tag, right? But that's only with cars on the road, okay? But that's not what they're looking at. They're not looking at that part. They're not looking at that. They're thinking that they could apply this to every gun you own, but that's not the way guns, cars are regulated, is it? They're also thinking they could require insurance, which, once again, that's only with cars that are on the road, not with cars that are not on the road. So, once again, that sort of falls short. Now, where this begins to be a problem is with all of the freedom it affords and all the things that we would expect if we go along with this. They would have to give up. Because I'm telling you, they can't take anything from us. They can only get what we give them. And it doesn't matter what the Second Circuit says. It doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says. Supreme Court's five old people. Second Circuit, I don't even know what they look like. New York State, the people of New York State, you guys need to elect some new officials. That's what you need to do. And if you can't, if New York City is going to control the state, maybe you need to disengage Manhattan and let that be the state of Manhattan. Let that be the state of New York City. Secede. Do something. But getting out there and, you've got what you've got because of your elected officials. That's what's happened. I know a lot of you are like, this is communism, I hate this state, you know, all this other stuff. I get that. But you got to do something about it. So, and in the meantime, while they're doing what they're doing, don't kid yourselves now. If they start rounding you guys up because you own guns you haven't registered, we'll be watching. Don't kid yourselves about that. But the unfortunate thing here is that politicians like power. And they like power more than they like us having freedom. So we'll never see guns regulated like cars, unfortunately. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is the absolute best holster on the market for its type. Okay, let me qualify that for you. G-Code is designed to be worn in combat, in the battlefield. A lot of their holsters are very adaptable and adaptable to civilian use. I use the OSH as my outside-the-waistband choice for outside-the-waistband concealed carry. I use the INCOG as my inside-the-waistband choice for inside-the-waistband concealed carry. Some of the stuff that you see has been built in collaboration with some of the top tactical trainers in the United States today. Some of the people that work at G-Code have run guns on a constant daily basis as a professional. They know what they're looking to do for you. They know what they're looking to bring to the marketplace, and then they do it all at a price point that all of the lower players can barely keep up with. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I thought I had a second piece by Rob Morse. I do not, so I'm going to leave you with this, okay? Here's what I give you. And we're witnesses to this. It hasn't happened all the way here yet, but it is in the process. But we're witnesses to what's happening. First things first that you've got to realize is that it is a duality. Islam is first and foremost a political movement ensconced in a religion, and out of this you get this imperialist nature through which you get a multifaceted concept known as jihad. Christian Europe today, among other factors to be discussed, lacked the cognizance of the Islamic millennial ploy of hegemonic control via immigration. And now they're saddled with a demographic birth rate inverse to that of their new emigres. Europe is in the throes of Islamization. Author Bat Yar, in her critically acclaimed work, Eurabia, the Euro-Arab Axis, wrote, "The ideology, strategy, and tactics of jihad has constituted throughout the history a fundamental part of Islamic jurisprudence and literature. Since it is through jihad that the Islamic community developed and expanded, that all sounds quite wordy. What it basically boils down to is that Europe is sinking. I remember in there was this movie called 2010, The Year We Make Contact, which was a follow-up or a sequel, if you will, to 2001, A Space Odyssey. And on Jupiter, the big spot on Jupiter, all of a sudden started to suck the entire planet into that one spot. And the planet went away. And Islam is that spot in the middle of Europe. Except the spot is not sucking all of Europe away. It's expanding and blanketing Europe. Batyar, she highlights a three-point historical blueprint used for centuries to secure the fall and Islamization of earlier Christian societies throughout the Middle East, North Africa, and Europe, and how these constituents eventually subdued the majority host populations. Number one, as a result of war, conquest, temporary peace treaties, terror-like practices, and alliances, there was a gradual erosion of resistance within societies targeted but not yet conquered by jihad. Number two, insecurity caused by the constant mass immigration of foreign populations and the subsequent process of alteration and substitution of one civilization by another, hostile to the indigenous inhabitants. Number three, the emergence of powerful collaborationist parties economically and politically linked with Muslim rulers. See, one thing about Sharia that most people don't know. Like, the business model of Sharia is very attractive to the socialists because of the way they employ it. Like, if you're Islamic, there's a lot of things open to you that we don't even know about. So that's where that collaborationist thing will come into play. So, but wars, conquests, temporary peace treaties, and alteration of host societies, and terror attacks, and immigration, and gradual erosion. What does that sound like to you? This book was published in 2005. The author is not referencing today's monumental mass immigration into Europe, but those of earlier migrations subsequent to the Second World War. The intent of the Hijara is unmistakable. It can be traced back to the dawn of the Muslim era and codified by the Treaty of Hudaybiyah in 628 AD. That one event set the criteria, the pattern for international relations between Muslims and the Kafir, which is anyone that is not a Muslim to this very day. Islam is a contagion. And I would like to sit back and say to you that I have it in my heart to allow all things to exist. However, I do not have it in my heart to allow something, voluntarily, to allow something to walk up on me and tell me that I will join Islam or I will be smitten. Those aren't choices to me. So I will inject a third option, or I can fight you. The way of Islam, the way of the jihad, if you look at the way ISIS wages ground combat today, is pretty much the same as it has always been. If they can do it, they do it peacefully, like they're doing in Europe right now. In the Middle East, where they've already sort of had it happen that way, and now they feel like they've got a more free reign, they're doing it quite brutally. The jihadis are fearless, which doesn't mean smart, okay? They come at you in a swarm. That used to work in the days of the muskets, Okay? It doesn't necessarily work today in today's era of, oh my God, high capacity magazines with guns that can shoot 30 times in a day, as the gun grabbers would put it. That doesn't work out too good for them nowadays. So one of the reasons we need AR-15s and stuff like this is because of these immigration policies and these invitations to these Syrian freedom fighters and the Mexican drug gangs and everything else. So let's encapsulate what you've gotten today. You've got a court that is activist and has an agenda. They're agenda-driven. And they've teed up the Second Amendment to be completely decimated if the good people of New York decide to go forward to the Supreme Court. We got to watch that. You've got people telling you that they want more restrictions on guns, while you've got other people telling you that people are embracing guns altogether, all the time, everywhere. We know we don't trust the whole part of the government as far as when it comes to guns, but that's because they weaponize everything, and we also know that they're opening up every door we've got and allowing all these people to come, and they want us to be like Europe. And to what end, I have no idea. All, you know, most liberals are lily-white people. They have a Barack Obama laying around. Okay, big deal. Do they not understand that they're not going to be allowed to occupy space just because they were enablers? No, eventually something like that, which is worse than liberalism. Islam is worse than liberalism, in my book. They both have to be fought and defeated. But they're worse. It will eventually come for all of us. We'll do this again in 22 hours tomorrow. Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense on a Wednesday, on a Tuesday. That's tomorrow on Wednesday. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.